about the residents? Were they talking? Were other people talking about how students weren't showing up for school that day, and how the police were warned ahead of time about the shooting? Were more than just you and your son aware of this? Were other people talking about it?
Yeah, I had talked to a girl that was in the hospital. I didn't get her name, darn. She had said the same thing. When Mark went into the hospital emergency room, he was in. They were getting ready to admit him in the hospital, get him to Littleton Hospital. We ran across a girl that was in Columbine, and she said there was so much stuff that was going on there. It was unreal. But she said she remembers where, when she went to school that day, there was a couple, or three trench coat mafia guys, and it looked like they had guns in their trunks of the cars. But she thought they were doing role-playing in the school. So she didn't think anything of it.
Now, this was that same morning, right?
Yes.
So she saw three of them, not Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold.
She'd seen three different
three
ones.
Other ones.
Yeah.
Looking like they're bringing guns.
Totally. It wasn't Dylan and Eric. It was some other kids with the trench coat mafias on with guns in their trunk. And she thought nothing of it because she said, well, we do role-playing in our school. You know, they use the actual stuff they need to do, you know, with role-playing.
Oh, so and she actually saw the guns.
Yeah, so she thought, well, what the heck? You know, they bring real things in the school. They're probably bringing guns in. And the reason why she thought that is she told me she went through sex education there, and they brought an actual dildo in there, and the girls would have to put a condom on them. And so she thought, well, they do everything live. You know, that's the sex thing.
Right.
Here's the gun thing, you know, because they reenact everything as live, real things.
So in her sex education class, they were being taught how to put a condom onto a dildo.
Right, and how to have better sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that only for the girls, or was this for the boys too?
They put them both in the same class together.
Oh, so everyone was doing it.
Yeah. And how to have better sex.
Right.
You know.
And so she saw the gun.
I'm not talking about refraining from it.
I know.
Oh, gross.
Right, they're encouraging it.
Oh.
But then, so was she shot, this woman? Yeah,
No.
Oh.
She just remembers my son, and she said she ran out of the school and ran over the top of him. She thought he was dead.
Then what was she doing at the hospital if she wasn't?
In other words, she hit her body, in her foot on the thing.
Oh, as she was running, she got hurt, you mean?
Right.
Oh, she didn't get shot. She just got hurt running away.
She didn't get hurt running. She ran and had to step over my son. She walked on him. She thought he's dead.
She stepped
running
on him?
Running out of school, she ran over the top of him. She felt so bad about it, she didn't know he was alive.
Oh, she was inside the school, running out, jumping over your son.
Right, and accidentally hit part of his body, you know, doing that, trying to get out of there.
Oh, I see. With her foot, she hit him.
Yeah.